Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, "Who's that man?" You try so hard, but you just don't understand just what to say when you get home. Something's happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan and have been since I was a kid, and I've seen him a million times, and I'm a real completist, interested in sort of the development of his music. And, you know, Dylan to me is really one of the great improvisers. He changes his music every time he plays it. Every night Bob's music changes and morphs and... So I felt like really it needed to be considered in, you know, sort of a focus on the music, on the musical aspect of Bob's music, as opposed to the lyrical side that most people consider it through.
You hand in your ticket and you go watch the gig.
Can we say that Bob Dylan was a folk musician?
I think part of Bob Dylan was a folk musician, sure. But, you know, Bob Dylan changed rock and roll, too. You know, so... I have many new CDs in the works. I have a whole, I'm doing a whole new digital side to my record label. I have my own record label called Veal Records, and I'm about to launch a huge archival and digital distribution type of website with a bunch of digital box sets. Archival box sets from my whole career, a bunch of different sort of larger scale works, things that are, you know, more than two or three CDs worth of material that I'm distributing digitally. So I have box sets, I have a solo piano record coming out. I mean, I could just go on and on and on about the music that I have in the can and about to come out. A bunch of different projects on my own label. I have a really beautiful record that I just made with improviser legend Joe Morris, an amazing guitar player who I knew back in Boston, my Boston days, and we played then, and we hadn't played for almost 20 years, and we did a trio record with Mike Pride, great drummer. I have a solo piano record coming out. I have so much stuff coming out. It goes on and on. Thank you. You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, "Who's that man?" You try so hard, but you just don't understand just what to say when you get home. Something's happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? And you ask, "Is this where it is?" And somebody points to you and says, "It's his." And you say, "What's mine?" And somebody else says, "Where? What is?" And you say, "Oh my God, am I here all alone?" Something's happening here, but you don't know what it is. You, Mr. Jones. You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak. And he says, "How does it feel to be such a freak?" Impossible, as he hands you a bone. Something's happening here, but you don't know what it is. You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you the facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They always expect you to just give a check to some tax deductible charity organization. They've all liked your look with great lawyers. You've discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. Something's happening here, but you don't know what it is.
walk into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose to the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. Something's happening here, but you don't know what it is. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Is it you again outside? Just hanging on my front door. You said you had enough. Now you're coming back for more. That's all right. That's all right now, baby. I may not want to admit it. I'm just a fool for your stockings, I believe. No, I don't mind when you send money. I'll bring your girlfriends too. But how can one be so thoughtless to try and handle less than two? That's all right. I said that's all right now, baby. I may not want to admit it. I'm just a fool for your stockings, I believe. I'll bring your girlfriends too. But how can one be so thoughtless to try and handle less than two? That's alright. I said that's alright now, baby.
may not want to admit it. I'm just a fool for your stockings, I believe. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I do have a children's record that I made with my wife, Vanessa, that we made many years ago that was supposed to be released but never came to fruition. But I have that record and we're about to put it out. It's been given out to many children. I have three children myself. My wife comes from the sort of old-time bluegrass tradition. Her father was a songwriter, is a songwriter, and guitarist and banjo, and sort of comes from the old time tradition, which is sort of the roots of bluegrass and country music. It's old time music, they call it in America. So she comes from that tradition, the very like folk tradition, also Woody Guthrie and heavy American folk tradition. So our record, John Zorn described our children's record as Bob Dylan for kids. Was his description of it. So, it's coming out soon. It's called The New Raspberry Bandits.
Okay, really, you want some more? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. An amazing pleasure to play here and hang here. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Erős Gábor fél évvel vesedaganata diagnosztizálása után már a Bajnokok Ligája döntőjén a Wembleyben segítette Kassai Viktor játékvezetőt. Két csodaszer a betegségek ellen. Csipkebogyó és vadgesztenye. Újabb fantasztikus kardiológiai eljárás itthon. MM. A Megoldások magazinja. Hétfőn délután az M1-en. A műsor támogatója a Nemzeti Fejlesztési Ügynökség.
Először nálunk. Vadonatúj részekkel.
Luca jön.
Most Pali a párom. Szegény Csabit kirakták a versenycsoportból.
Hát nem csodálom.
Te belezúgtál Paliba?
Nem örült neki. Azt mondta, hogy nős emberrel kezdeni, az tök hülyeség.
Toronto ügyökér.
Mi a pasi?
Álljál már, le tudod, hogy Luca az enyém.
És?
Mi nem késtünk el.
Mi van, ha felébred a kómából és követeli majd a részét?
Vagyok a börtönbe.
Szeretném, hogy egy kicsit megbíznál bennem.
Persze, de én nem fogok.
Csabi!
De ki az a győző?
Ez tényleg igaz?
Marc, mosolyog.
A filmszemle nyertes rendező Mátyási Áron filmje. Átok. Hétfőn 22 óra 35 perckor az M1-en.
A következő részben.
Szerinted használjam azt a kifejezést, hogy maffia?
A szervezett bűnözés elleni osztályt. Te gondoltad ki?
Úgy volt, hogy megállapodsz Jack Kennedyvel, ha szállítjuk neki Chicagót.
Nem beszélne Jackkel és Bobival? Hogy vegyenek vissza valamit?
Szó sem lehet róla.
Ön lesz az első fekete testőr, aki amerikai elnökségét őrzi.
A déli államokban nincs olyan szálloda, ahova be tudna jelentkezni.
A Kennedy család. A sorozat folytatódik. Kedden 20 óra 15 perckor az M1-en.
Drága a benzin, drágul a kötelező. Itt a megoldás. Biztosítás.hu. Az olcsó kötelező mellé most az olcsó üzemanyagot is biztosítjuk önnek több mint 500 kúton. Biztosítás.hu. A kötelező biztosítások kiinduló pontja. Ugye kihagyhatatlan?